Clothes, Music, Boys by Viv Albertine. Read by Claudia Jolly. Every week I buy the enemy. I find it difficult to read because the writers use such long words, but it's not a chore because I'm interested in what they're saying. One day I read a small piece about a singer called Patti Smith. There's a picture. It's the cover of Horses, her forthcoming album, a black and white photograph taken by Robert Mapplethorpe. I have never seen a girl who looks like this. She is my soul made visible, all the things I hide deep inside myself that can't come out. She looks natural, confident, sexy, and an individual. I don't want to dress like her or copy her style. She gives me the confidence to express myself in my own way. On the day the album's released, I half dread it in case the music doesn't live up to the promise of that bold cover. I don't go into college. I get the bus to HMV Records in Oxford Street instead. I'm so excited, I feel sick. When I arrive, I see Mick Jones loitering outside the record shop. "What are you doing here?" I ask. "Getting the Patti Smith record." I run home and put the record on. It hurls through stream of consciousness, careers into poetry and dissolves into sex. The structure of the songs is unique to her, not copies of old song structures. They're a mixture of improvisation, landscapes, grooves, verses and choruses. She's a private person who dares to let go in front of everyone, puts herself out there and risks falling flat on her face. Up until now, girls have been so controlled and restrained. Patti Smith is abandoned. Her record translates into sound, parts of myself that I could not access, could not verbalise, could not visualise until this moment.